Penguin Random House Audio presents Evie Drake Starts Over by Linda Holmes, read for you by Julia Whalen, with a dedication and note read by the author.
To Nona, who always saw me.
First. Go now, or you'll never go, Evie warned herself. She didn't want to be there when he got home from work. It was cowardly, yes, but she didn't relish the whole thing it would turn into, the whole mess. He'd say, not unreasonably, that leaving with no warning at all was a little dramatic. After all this time, he would wonder, why now? He wouldn't know that today, exactly, Evie had been with him for half her life. She'd figured it out on the back of a grocery receipt a few months earlier, and then she had circled this date on their wall calendar in red. He'd walked by it over and over and never once asked her about it. If she let the day pass, she thought she might start to disappear, cell by cell, bone by bone, replaced by someone who looked like her but wasn't. She popped the trunk of her Honda and stuffed a fat envelope of cash into the glove compartment. This part might be silly. She didn't think Tim would cancel the credit cards or close the accounts, but her life had a lot of just-in-case in it, and she needed money just in case she didn't know him as well as she thought. It wouldn't be the first time she'd stumbled while trying to predict him. She went into the house and opened the hall closet. She pulled down the worn, hard-sided blue suitcase with the stickers all over it, Paris, London. It was light, and it rattled from inside as she made her way down the porch steps and pushed it into the back seat.